Case number 12,650, Sandy Wilkinson seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements and from the minimum aggregate front yard and rear yard requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Tower Place within the Overlook subdivision. The 911 address is 30569 Tower Place, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 20, Parcel 90. They're seeking a 3-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch, and a 1-foot variance from the 40-foot aggregate front rear yard requirement for a townhome. So we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Kevin McNellis, 9314 Culver Lane, Berlin, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
I have. Do I have a way to put these up there for you to see them?
Let me make sure we don't have them.
No, I didn't submit these.
No, and before you get started, Ms. Norwood, do you have the size of the variances that were needed? I didn't catch those.
3 foot from the 15-foot rear yard and a 1 foot from the 40-foot aggregate.
1 foot, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You can hand them over to Mrs. Norwood.
Thank you.
The floor is yours. You're welcome to start at any point.
If you could pull up the first photo. I'm here today for Ms. Wilkinson. I'm the builder, the owner of Riptide Construction. Behind this property is a natural area, which is for runoff. And what we have the problem with is when you go out the back door in the summertime, you get hit with every green fly that's in that ditch. So she went to put a screen porch up off the back, and there's the very end unit. We've recently built one last year of the same dimension. This property has patios along the back to go up close to the property line. Some of them are past, you know, right to the build line. But the 14-foot porch is consistent with the rear of the dwellings, and there's a lot of them in there. And I think everybody in that whole section has approached me for a screen porch. But if you could pull up the pictures, it kind of shows looking down there from the ground level.
If it's the picture you just submitted, we don't have a way to put that
no
on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'm used to Ocean City, sorry. Anyway, not a good visual right there, but if you stand at the end of this building and look down, there's paver patios out back, open space. And they have one right next door to where this house is. And we wouldn't be going beyond that. It would be in line with the building. And these porches are done throughout the community. Stay consistent with that paver patio as you go up and down the back. I wish you could see it. I guess the main reason for our request is to keep with the continuity of the backs of the houses. It aesthetically looks well when it's done that way. If we step it into 12 feet, it just doesn't look as good.
How many townhouses are there like this in this neighborhood?
I would say probably 40 or 50.
And you think all 40 or 50 are going to need something like this? Or is it just kind of this block?
No. A lot of it is backed up to these buffers. Here you go. There's some that already were done. The builder wasn't offering them when they did them. Especially if some of them got into variances and they didn't want to deal with it. Some that have the setback have a porch on them, not all of them. But it seemed like it was more of a track thing. They went through the way they were and that was it.
When were these built? When was this community built out? Are these recent townhouses or older?
Probably within 5 years. They were NV homes.
It's one of the things that, you know, has to be demonstrated is also that this isn't going to, you know, lead to a derogation of the Sussex County Code as far as regulations go. And one of the things I'm kind of hearing from you is that there's others who want the same relief.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there's others are probably going to be variances too.
Not a lot of them don't.
A lot of them don't?
This is just a tight section here up front. This is in the beginning.
So this kind of block here would be unique as compared to the other townhouse block?
Correct. Very much so.
Okay. Now, how many townhouses have this kind of unique, what you're saying is unique kind of circumstances?
I'm aware of this one here. This is the only one that I'm familiar with, this whole block.
There's how many on there? Five?
Let's see. Is it five or six? Yeah, it's five. Yeah, if you go through the neighborhood, I've only worked on this building here. But I believe the variance we got on the first one was right up to it. It was greater. It was up to the property line, where we still have a setback, and this building turned over a little bit. I realize there's no precedence for what's been done before. I'm asking you.
So to understand, you built something very similar to what you're asking for right now, and you went through this board to get a variance?
Yes.
Well, in looking at it, if it was an 11 by 14 porch, it would comply.
We can't go out 14. We could go out 12.
What you propose here is 14 by 14,
correct?
Is it not?
It fills that little nook that's there width-wise.
But if you went out 11 feet instead of 14, you would not need a variance. Is
correct.
That right?
It can be built without that, but then...
Is there a reason why they're not building it in compliance with the code then?
Well,
that would eliminate need, I would think, for both variances, both the rear and the aggregate, would it not?
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely. They deny that. That people want it to line up with the rest of the units. The way the patios are built, which your patio can take out to the property line.
Well, patio is a different level of code.
Correct.
We're not talking patio. We're talking.
And that's when you look down them. That's what they see. And then, of course, the homeowner wants to get as large as they can get it, and was willing to give it a go. it's not a necessary thing. It's something they.
Well, one of the you've hit on two things right there that are important standards this board has to consider.
I understand that.
One is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can get this thing in as close to compliance as you can, you should do it. The other is that it's got to be necessary for reasonable use.
Right.
And you've also got to prove that it can't be built in strict conformity.
Okay.
And I think your testimony here has been that they could build in strict conformity.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not trying to hang myself here, but...
Well, it sounds like you are.
So sorry.
I kind of want you to, you know...
I probably already did.
You know, I mean,
well, I appreciate your input.
Yeah, I understand, but these are considerations the board has to consider.
Our big thing is aesthetics. It looks terrible when you set them back. I mean, I can do it that way. It's not a problem for me. The homeowner is pushing me to make it bigger, so...
Sir...
I don't have a great argument.
Sir,
other than I did one already, I don't know why that one was passed, but that homeowner actually came before you and got that variance, the one on the end unit, which you can see the picture of it, is the one we built.
Sir, the applicant is not here tonight?
No.
Okay. He referenced, quote, hanging yourself. If the applicant were here, do you think she would make different arguments than you as to why she needs this? I know I'm asking you kind of a tough question, but...
No, absolutely.
I think it's important because she's not here to represent herself, and you are.
Yes. She's in love with the one we did next door, two houses down, and the size of it. And you could get a table in there, and your chairs can go around, and you can walk around them. Okay. Her opinion was if it gets any smaller, we can't walk around it. And,
are there going to be any steps coming off of this that further protrude out into...
No. So. No, it's just the side. It would just, there's a little side yard right next to it. It's just a little niche that comes in off of that back of that house.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you do not think, well, she's stating to you she wouldn't think it would be functional for her at 11 feet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Assume.
She has a big family. Everybody comes to the beach. They want to eat crabs out there, and they can't get around the table with a big table. It's getting kind of small. You got 11 foot.
Any more questions for this gentleman?
There were two other variances that were applications that were approved by this board that you looked up. Ms. Norwood looked up for us.
Mm-hmm.
In both of those cited the uniqueness due to a marsh nearby and biting insects. Is that still true?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's still unique in that way. Okay. Thank you.
Very much so. When we were building that, we got destroyed. It's bad.
I'm familiar with the area.
Well, and they come in and they maintain it. They cut it now, but it's...
It definitely makes sense to put something like that out there.
Absolutely.
Our big thing is...
Absolutely. But mine's pretty simple. That's basically what I have. I don't want to tie you up too long. If there's any questions, we just appreciate consideration for those reasons, I guess.
Could we see the variance on 88, please? The end unit. Thank you.
I think this finds back.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Same owners? Or coincident? Did I see Owen?
No, it's not the same.
Terry.
Homeowner association approval going to be needed?
Yeah.
Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Have you had any discussions with the neighbors about this?
The homeowner has tried to contact them. She actually lives there full time. Nobody's been there since October, so we haven't had any contact with them. The one next door where we built it was fine with everything, an agreement of the improvement. And I haven't had any neighbors comment on this, and I don't know if anybody sent anything in from the public announcement of the hearing.
I have no further questions.
I have one more question.
Yes.
If we were to leave the record open so that she could come at another meeting and give us her best case why she meets the 5 legal criteria for this variance, mm-hmm. Do you think she would be interested in doing that?
I'm sure.
Do you think she'd be interested?
Or sure.
My main concern is just that I want to make sure she has the best representation she can have in this case.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we leave the record open, completely open, until the second meeting of February. So that the applicant has the opportunity to represent herself. Leave it feels for a lack of a second.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second? Hearing none, that motion will fail due to not having a second. I will entertain another motion.
I'm not in favor of this, but I move that we approve case number 12650 just because I feel like it's no different than the variance that's been requested and the precedence has already been set. So property has unique conditions and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I also vote nay. But with a vote of 3-2, case number 12650 has been approved. Next case.